You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Welcome to His Name Ministries TV. We're Brandon and Destiny Brim. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Yes, we are so excited about you tuning into His Name Ministries TV. We pray that what we say today, what the Lord's put on our heart, that it will forever change your life. This is such a blessing for us, Destiny, mm-hmm. just to be filming.
Yeah, it really is.
And this is something God has put inside of us, mm-hmm. put in our heart to start doing these TV shows. So we are so excited to do this. And we are so thankful for what God has done.
Mm-hmm. And we have a couple other episodes that we filmed. You can check it out on our YouTube channel.
Yes. Yes. Make sure to check them out. You know, go back, watch them. Let people know, too, mm-hmm. about this. You know, we're going to continue doing this. We're going to continue putting up new episodes mm-hmm. of us just in our living room, just, you know, opening the Word of God just for a few minutes and just talking what God's put inside mm-hmm. of our hearts.
Amen.
And I want to share this. This is something that I've looked to whenever there was times where it looked like it was a dry season in my life, when there was a time when no one was, you know, cheering me on. I felt, go, Brandon, go, you mighty man of God. I didn't have that. But it's amazing. You can get into the scripture, you can get into the word, and the Holy Ghost, he'll lead you and he'll guide you. And he'll show you a scripture and he'll say, guess what? I know that naturally you don't feel like you have that, but I'm cheering you on. I'm rooting you on. Guess what? Not just me. Heaven is rooting you on. And you'll see a scripture and you'll just stand on that. And that'll be your go-to scripture mm-hmm. where when you open your words, you look at that and you read it and you meditate on it. And then you'll feel better. You'll start feeling encouraged instead of discouraged. And you'll see God do amazing things in your life. And it's this, you know, Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift that is inside of you. If you notice, Paul didn't say, hey, Timothy, I'm going to come. And me, the Apostle Paul, I'm going to stir up the gift inside of you, Timothy. Mm-hmm. No, he told Timothy. Timothy's his spiritual son. And he tells Timothy, Destiny, Timothy, you, not God, but you stir up the gift that is inside of you. No one else is going to stir up the gift of God that's inside of you. So it better be you stirring up the gift that is inside of you. It's just amazing. There is a gift that's inside mm-hmm. of each and every one of
us. And everyone has different gifts.
Yes, everyone has different gifts. You know, in middle school, there was a class called the gifted class, they called it. the smarter kids.
Were you in that class?
I was not in that class.
I think I was, maybe.
You would be in that class. But we are all gifted. We all have a gift from mm-hmm. God. In Hebrews chapter 12, I want you to listen to this. Hebrews chapter 12, it says this, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. I want us to look at here, right here. Focus on this. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You have a race, you are called, and God has set it before you. Everyone has been called. You have an assignment. God has given you a gift. God has given you an assignment from heaven to make a difference. Mm-hmm. You are an original. God does not make copycats. We are all so different. It says we've been formed in our mother's wombs. God, he knew us. He formed us in our mother's wombs. You have a gift. You have a call. Paul told Timothy, guess what, Timothy? Stir mm-hmm. that gift up. I should have brought, I have a little book and I have all the words of the Lord that mm-hmm. God, people have spoken to me. I knew it was from God. You could say, how do I know if someone gives me a word, I know it's from God? Just let it be confirmation of what mm-hmm. God's already told you. If they tell you you're going to be the Lord says you're going to be an astronaut, and you don't have an astronaut in your spirit, say, you know what? That's not from God. Mm-hmm. I thank you so much. But you keep on going. But the Lord, in your private time, he might tell you something, and then a word of the Lord mm-hmm. will come, and you'll say, that's confirmation. I have a book. I have it right next to my nightstand right now, and it's just words from God. And every once in a while, if I feel like I need to stir up the gift inside of me, I go to that book and I read and I meditate and I say, God, you are doing this work. Amen?
Mm-hmm. And that's what we did with this house too. Yes. The words that the Lord spoke to us about this home and the words that people gave us, you know, we encouraged ourselves. We stirred ourselves up reading them, and it's, we're here, you know?
Yes.
They'll come to pass.
It will come to pass. And it's amazing in Ephesians and the Passion Translation, chapter 2, verse 10, it says this, we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. It says, before we were born, God planned our lives. In the Amplified, it says this, the paths. You have a path. In Proverbs, it says, the righteous man, his path grows brighter and brighter. Stir up the gift that is inside of you. God has called you for such a time as this. I want you to turn to one more scripture, 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. It says this, Paul telling Timothy, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before thee, on thee, that thou by them, by the prophecies, mightest war a good warfare. Paul told Timothy, check this out. I'm getting excited. The gift that is inside of you, he says, Timothy, by the prophecies that have been spoken over you, use those prophecies, use those God divine words that have been spoken from other people to confirm what God has given you, and by those war a good warfare. You should know what the Lord has spoken to you. Have it in your journal. And those God words, those prophecies, by them, you can war against the enemy a good warfare. You can come against the enemy. Let me show you an example of this. You don't feel like you're called. You don't feel like your time's now, but you're getting what God has spoken to you and you're planning. You say, you know what my time is now. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God has anointed me. He chose me before the foundation of the world. What are you doing? You are telling the devil, I don't care what you're saying. I don't care what I feel. I know what God has said about me. Hallelujah. God is so good.
He's so good. And I like how the scripture said the race that is set before you. So you have your own race. You have your own gifts. So don't look at other people's races, other people's gifts. You know, focus on what God has given you. And the blessing and the grace will be on those gifts and the race that he's given you. Because it can be so easy to look at other people and what they're doing and compare it to yourself, you know, their gifts compared to your gifts. But you got to keep the attention on your gifts, encourage yourself in the Lord through those gifts that he's giving you.
Yes, exactly. And we're living in a generation where everyone's looking on their Instagram, they're looking on their social media. What is that? It's comparison. It's trying to look at other people. Look what they have. I don't have. I'm not as good as them. Hey, get your mind off that. Get your eyes off that and put your mind on Jesus and what he has called you. We're in a race. If you're running a race and you're looking at the person next to you or the person behind you, you're going to crash. Put your eyes on Jesus. Stir up the gift that is inside of you. No one else is going to do it. You have to do it. Paul told Timothy, by the prophecy spoken over you, you can go against the enemy. There is power in stirring up your gift. Thank you so much for watching His Name Ministries TV. God loves you. God has called you for such a time as this. Stir up the gift.
Amen. And we love you guys too. And connect with us through our social media, through our website, hisnameministries.com. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.